Conflict and insecurity in South Sudan have resulted in a breakdown of some public institutions, threatening wildlife populations and exacerbating illicit trade in bushmeat, rare species, and ivory. Last week, images of the slain animals were posted on Facebook, revealing poachers posing with elephants, buffalo, giraffes, and other endangered species they killed in Akobo of Jonglei Estate. Mien Matthew, a member of Boma Safari, a South Sudanese tour and travel company, says poaching destroys the country's ecosystem and biodiversity.
It is important that we conserve, protect, provide a policy that continue into the future to protect this wildlife. So by protecting our wildlife, by delineating the forest cover so that we gazette most of the forest cover into protected areas, we'll be able to condone off and reduce the number of human life conflict. Therefore, we will have a lot of investors coming into the country who will invest in the tourism.
Matthew says poaching increases wildlife conflicts and encourages migration of animals to neighboring countries.
They are running away, and some of them, we start to lose game slowly. So poaching is something we must discourage. It's something that we should not condone. It's something that the government must come up with stringent measures to ensure that those who continue to practice these heinous crimes against our wildlife must be arrested and must face the law.
Lupai Samuel, director of I Am Peace, an initiative that promotes local tourism, says conserving wildlife and encouraging South Sudan's tourism opportunities connects people across the country.
It also goes beyond. It means connecting with nature. It means connecting with what can sell South Sudan out there to make us proud of our country. And so selling the local tourism of this country means that other people are going to know South Sudan besides the wars that they hear and besides all the horrible things you hear about South Sudan.
Insecurity in South Sudan has nurtured an illegal ivory trafficking route in the country. Ivory is either flown out of South Sudan via Juba International Airport or driven south to Uganda via the border crossings at Nimule or Oraba. Mario Jimmy, Assistant Director of Tourism Investment in South Sudan's Wildlife Conservation and Tourism Ministry, says poaching is even worse in the Bandiglo National Park in central and eastern Equatorial States.
In Bandiglo now, almost on a daily basis, the life of wildlife species are in danger. And why the youth are most involved in hunting the wildlife species? Because of lack of income. Others take advantage of looking for wildlife meat plus some other things which can make them get money.
Jimmy says unless communities are educated on the importance of wildlife, poaching will never stop. And he says the proliferation of illegal firearms among citizens presents a major obstacle to wildlife authorities.
Most of the community members, they are ex-soldiers. Up to now, they're still holding many illegal firearms, and that's one of the challenges, really, which cannot allow others' laws or policy to be put together. Disarming the civilians' illegal firearms at their hands. If all those guns will be collected, then only left with the regular organized forces like wildlife, police, prisons, SSPDF, and national security, then the reduced number of illegal hunting animals will be realized.
South Sudan is a member of several organizations that combat wildlife and ivory trafficking, including the 2014 Arusha Declaration on Regional Conservation and Combating Wildlife Stroke Environmental Crime, the Clinton Global Initiative, and Interpol, but poaching continues. There are about 100 rangers and one car to cover 5 protected areas in Western Equatorial State. Officials say that is not nearly enough. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Washington.